Okay, we're recording.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, the truth is, this week I found the Gemara really hard. I don't know how everyone else found it, but so a lot of the questions actually though they were spoken out, like most of them I'd say probably by Bnei Chabur or Rebbe Yahu as well. So hopefully at least that makes it a little bit easier. It's like not too nothing too new. So number one, yeah. We kind of actually even covered it last week, right? Because it after all said and done in terms of the structure, right? Let's kind of take a step back, right? We initially had a question within Beis Hillel, right? Can you use Afer, right? And kind of had said maybe two possibilities at the beginning, but we tried to bring a proof from a Brisa with Rabbi Shmuel, right? And the main kind of structure was that. You know, had of the case of Afer been true, it should have been included in the Brisa, right? And we said, well, maybe the only reason we could say that it's not included is because it was Tana B'Shaya, which means that something else has to be excluded as well, right? You always have to have at least two. And so what would be excluded, right? So the case was of the Metzora. That was like shaving the Metzora. That was kind of the bigger structure. And we ended up, I think, with three, I know it's a bit of Chazara, right? But three answers, yeah, as to why basically the Mitzvah wouldn't be in that list. And that's kind of seemingly how we left it, right? And then the Gemara then says, okay, this, you know, the famous question, my Havi Allah, right? Which is, you know, what is the Halacha? I suppose we go like Beis Hillel, what is the Halacha, right? So this was kind of from last week that Rabbi Yehuda pointed out that kind of where's this question coming from, because it sounds like, you know, we kind of resolved it from this whole Chuck of Atari on the Bryson, because at the end of the day we said really we understand why Mitzvah is not in right that list. If Mitzvah is not in that list, yeah, then there's only one thing which is excluded, so to speak, which is Afer. That can't be right, so that the answer is Afer is not allowed. That's what you would have thought.
I can't take credit from the test, or from the test.
Oh, yeah,
a prolific
right
of answers,
right.
And I'm like, wait a second. And I was like,
oh. So as Rabbi Yehuda, I think, pointed out at the time, there's a Tosfos that deals with that. So that's this question number one, yeah? So I just thought, let's read it inside, yeah? Mm-hmm. So he says, number one says, Tema, right? Maka boy, right? Why are we asking, like, what the halacha is, yeah? Kevan, delav shiurahu, right? Hava, sorry. Since there's no other thing which is left out, the shiura being the Mitzora, yeah? In Kain Tifshot, yeah? So therefore, that's we should resolve it the way we've just said. The Yesh Lomar, and Tosfos answers this question. He says, no, the reason why it's not as clear is the following. Delo isbirir lehu haishiura, right? Because we don't necessarily really know, yeah, why the Mitzora is not in that list, yeah? Imashum timer kataparshinan, right? We love shiurahu, because maybe it's because of all these other reasons we gave, and therefore it's not a qualifying thing which is not in, yeah. Imashim de Tana Nachas li Yeshura. Or the alternative is no, that actually, yeah, these three reasons, so to speak, they were just possibilities. That's what Choice is trying to bring out. We're not necessarily sure, yeah. They were just trying to explain maybe Mitzora wasn't included because of this, yeah, right. But they're not conclusive. Tosfos is pointing out it could have been no, Mitzora really should have been in, and just the Brisa that left it out. And now that last possibility, it should have been in, but the Brisa left it out. We're now back in business when it comes to Afer. Right? So Tosfos is pointing out, just it's good for us to go away, you know, with this Havana, I suppose, yeah? Kind of adds a bit of, makes the whole sugya even, maybe slightly harder, you could say. But all these three points we said, no, Mitzora is different because of this, Mitzora is different because of this, Mitzora is different because of this, yeah? They weren't conclusive, basically.
But when we brought, so why bring the proof, though? It must be that maybe that if there's only other one reason, then it won't be approved.
Yeah, that's right. Since Mitzora is still a possibility, that's exactly right, yeah? If Mitzora didn't exist at all, then right. it sounds like it would be a fantastic proof. But Mitzora, we could have said Tana B'Shaya. Right. Tana B'Shaya is still a possibility, and Mitzora is still in theory around. And we're just kind of trying to give reasons to say, no, you know, I could understand why Mitzvah is not relevant. Mm-hmm. But none of those reasons basically end up being conclusive.
Right.
Yeah? I think that's the way Tosfos understands.
Yeah, that's what people wanted to understand. That's just
Right. I think that's kind of important just to know everything. Wait. Okay. So the next thing, again, Rabbi pointed this out, but you know, I think it is kind of important to maybe speak out again. So forgive me if I repeat what Rabbi said. So we brought this Tashima. So we said again, structure was what is the din lagabe efa, and we said let's learn this Tashima, right? And it said, you know, ein sham afa mevim rakrovis, right? Yerek, right? Makadesh, yeah. You can bring the kind of decayed vegetable, yeah. And then, kind of in brackets, it says velohi, yeah. No, that's not true, yeah. So the bigger question here is there a proof from this Tashima at all? Yeah, it sounds like we tried to bring a proof, but when they said no, it's not really true. Yeah, that proof. So just let's look at the Tosafos Shanz, which is what Rabbi Eliyahu said. So he says, right, velo garas velohi kaperish hakuntras. So he likes Rashi that took out those words velohi, yeah, and he explains nirada tam mishum de kaboi my havela umaisi lav Tashima. So he's explaining where Rashi's coming from is we do actually want to end up having a proof, yeah. So by taking out the words velohi, right, you end up having a proof. So what I wanted that's really I pointed this out last time, yeah. But what I wanted to throw out on the table here, which I thought was quite interesting, is what is the proof?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Right. So anyone want to volunteer? Well, so if you take out the words velohi, yeah, let's just, I suppose I wouldn't kind of read it if you've got it inside, yeah? Right, so let's read it. So it'd say, Tashima, right, Amarab Hun Amarab, Ein, right, Sham Afa, if you don't have Afa, right, for the soda waters, right, maybe Rakrovis Yerek Umakadesh, yeah, you can use that, yeah? Now we're going to take out, we're not going to have the words lohi, and then it's going to come and say, Rakrovis Yerek Hu, to have a offer, afer lo have a offer. So that would be like one whole. That's just one whole thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what people think? Yes or no? You can use afer or not?
No.
So lechora, right. you would have said maybe no, right?
Right.
But I did actually see that brought in the Rash Medavaja. I don't know how to pronounce it, to be honest. Okay. Anyone else can pronounce it, but I can't. That actually is the opposite. Yeah. So it depends on how you read it, yeah? So this is how he wants to read it. He wants to say, for Rashi it says, yeah? Right? So it would say, Ein sham afa may be rakrovis yerek or makadesh. Rakrovis yerek hu da have afa, efa lo have afa? If rakrovis yerek is afa, is considered afa, surely efa should be considered afa, right? All depends on the words and intonation.
Every answer was right. Very good.
Right. So that's how he reads Rashi. And the benefit of kind of reading it that way, I suppose, yeah, is in a sense that the proof comes directly from the source, right? We're saying maybe Rakrovis Yerek and Makadesh, yeah. And we're saying, well, if that's okay, obviously Afer is okay.
Right.
The other way, you kind of have to say a bit, it's like a deal, because, oh, well, it only says Rakrovis Yerek, so it should have, it's a little, not so quite so strong, right? It's kind of a deal, you should have said Afer.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Bottom line is there's two ways of understanding that Rashi. Okay, next one, yeah? Oh, this is an important thing in Havana as well, yeah? Number three, right? Katana v'nidches, you know what, I'm going to skip number three. Okay, because we haven't got so much time, but basically, you know, if you want in your own time to see that Tosafos, yeah. Bottom line is, he says those words katana v'nidchet mipnei mai mahu, right, is not kind of a genuine question, so to speak.
Right.
So just it's kind of more of a, it's one of those things. It's kind of setting things up, right? But that's I'm not going to read that inside, yeah. Okay. Now this is something that I heard Ari asking. Ari, this is number four, right? You need to help me with this, Ari, because you mentioned Tosafos Shanz, and I wasn't entirely sure exactly what Tosafos Shanz was saying, so maybe you can help me with this a bit, yeah? So basically here, right, so we say, Tana, Amar Rav Shimon, V'chi Afahu, right, hello, Afahu, right? So, you know, why in Para Aduma is it called, yeah, Afa, really we know it's Afa, right? So he says, Shina Katav, Mashmaola, Dudhimenu Gazer Shava. So he says that the reason we changed, yeah, and instead of calling it what it should have been called, Afa, and we called it Afa, is in order basically to teach you, to open up the possibilities of learning this Gazer Shava between Para Aduma and sota, yeah? And he's then going to learn out from that the fact that actually it's kashim, you know, like bidyeved, yeah? So the obvious question that people were bothered by, yeah? So Tosfos asks, yeah? It's this Tosfos, I quoted it on here, but it's the last Tosfos on the page, yeah? Dima maskul shina kashim mashmo. So Tosfos says, Tema, lechimi pnei kash shina, right? Are you telling us that there's something, you know, that's unusual, unexplainable about the fact that it calls in this case of the Parah Aduma, yeah, it calls it Afa, right, and it should have called it Afa. But surely we already saw this, yeah, that is actually coming to teach us a klal, right, that in fact Afa Ash is considered Afa. Right, so it's not superfluous that we say, you know, although you said that's a whole debate, right? It says Afa Sreifa. Does that mean a general klal of Beis Hillel says that every, you know, every time we see Afa included in that is Afa, right? That's Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai says no, because there it says Afa Sreifa. But according to Beis Hillel, you need those words. Those words are teaching a general klal. So how can Rav Shimon now be coming along and telling us, oh no, that's a change and that's superfluous, so to speak, and it must be because it's setting us up for Gzeira Shavah. So answer to Tosfos, Yesh Loma Tarti Shema Minah. So his answer is, he kind of concedes, yeah, and he says in Achanami, right, that it's just, you can learn two things from there. You learn base Hillel that Afer is considered Afa, but somehow it's also, to some degree, you learn that it's a strange thing, so therefore it's setting you up for the Gezeira Shavah. Okay, so now Tosfos Shams, which Ari pointed out, also says something, so let's read that inside. He says, I'm just going halfway through. He says, L'Reb Shimon Dehacha Mikol Makom Lo Mishanei Akra Likros Afer Afa V'ein Halashon Mashmakein. That's his words, yeah? So for Reb Shimon here, he's bothered, right? Because why did it change and call Afa Afa when the Lashon isn't the Lashon of Afa does not imply Afa. It's just the wrong Lashon to use. Yeah? That's kind of his answer. So Arya, what I was wondering is, yeah, is he trying to say the same as Tosfos, or is he saying different? When I initially read those words, I was kind of more inclined to say he's kind of suggesting that for Reb Shimon, the concept is he brings Beis Hillel, and then he says no, but for Reb Shimon, maybe Reb Shimon disagrees with Beis Hillel. Maybe that's what he's saying. That's for me the kind of the simple way of understanding it. Yeah, but I wasn't sure whether he's saying Reb Shimon disagrees with Beis Hillel, or he's saying like Tosfos. And I saw in the Rosh, he writes the following. Yeah, he says. I quoted this later on in the brackets. He says, "Mekom mekom three leil Reb Shimon, de lo havei leil lemichtav afa, I love the havei sarich l'shum drash l'gufei." So that for me sounded a bit similar, but then that was a bit more like for me like Tosfos just explaining it.
Right.
Yeah. I.e., yeah, it's true. Yeah, that, you know, there's a klal here that afa is included with the afa, but still Reb Shimon is still bothered. But you know, there has to be, so to speak, a drash l'gufei. There has to be something, you know, within here that we're kind of learning from in this local parsha, rather than just telling us a general klal that, you know, to every place, you know, that. So again, I was left unclear. Ari, I don't know whether what you felt in taste for Shans. No. Okay. All right. So basically, what?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how you read Tosfos Shams. Did you think he was arguing? Do you think Reb Shimon was arguing on base according to Tosfos Shams? Reb Shimon was arguing on base Hillel, or he's saying more like we see in Tosfos, that he's just kind of saying that there's something different here that allows us to make a second drasha?
I was more focused on what he was talking about as far as what is considered Afer and what isn't. Parts of the Afer. Whether it's from an animal or not,
ashes. Whether it's from an animal or not. Ooh, okay. So maybe I guess you are dealing with a different part of Tosfos Shams. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got all excited when I heard Tosfos Shams.
Right.
Okay. Well, I have to look at that. So I'm sorry if I missed that. Okay. Toby. Okay. Well. Time is long. So. Five is, look at your own time, because it's kind of interesting, but it's within the Tosfos and the Achronim, there's a whole discussion about the kind of, you know, when we're talking here about seeing the blood, why we don't apply the normal rules of Bittel, yeah, which is quite interesting, yeah. So look at that in your own time if you want. And then the last one, number six, is just, in, I'll tell you outside, is just basically what Rabbi Eliyahu said, mamash, yeah, which is that that there's a question that, that's asked that at the end of the day, Rashi basically implies that even the Rabbanon, yeah, learned this Gezeira Shavah. This Gezeira Shavah, we said, was within Rabbi Shmuel, yeah? Within Rabbi Shimon, in order to learn out these dinim about even Bidyevet, you know, if whichever order you put it in, Bidyevet, it's okay, yeah? Even if you put the ash in first, yeah? The dust in first. But according to Rabbanon, yeah? So they didn't seem to learn that, yeah? And they learned Alav is La'arban, yeah? That's all they learned, yeah? But Rashi beforehand said they do learn this Gezeira Shavah, yeah? From Parah Aduma to Sota, yeah? So seemingly what they ask is what should come out from that is, in the word, so in Parah Aduma we say Alav is La'arban, you meant to mix it together, right? So we should see the same din by Sota. That's exactly what I think what you asked, no, Rabbi Yaakov. So I saw it here just in the Chiddushei Rabbi Yashav, he brings out this point and says, you know, but we don't. The Gemara doesn't bring it, the Rambam doesn't bring it. So he leaves it as a kind of Sarachian. So, and that's it really. Okay, Tov. Okay.
Yeah, we worked hard this week,
okay? Yeah. Busy week, okay. Brilliant. Okay.
That was great, and that was really nice. Another shot in the My Havila.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Wait. Square.